I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history as we recall the arrival of Johnny Appleseed in Fort Wayne in 1830. John Chapman, also known as Johnny Appleseed, was an example of an aspect of the religious fervor on the western frontier in the years before the Civil War. The legends and tales about him that grew up, even in his own lifetime, rivaled those of his contemporaries, Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone. Like them, John Chapman's career in the wilderness as a preacher and Good Samaritan quickly got caught up in the American imagination. Johnny Appleseed had been on the frontier for several decades before coming to Fort Wayne, possibly as early as 1822. Already, many stories were told of this gentleman's propagation of fruit trees and odd plots of land all over the Pennsylvania and Ohio wilderness, his love of wildlife, and the awe in which the Indians held him as a holy man. And holy man he was, for his principal aim was, as he once put it, to bring some news right fresh from heaven, as he visited cabins in the forest, telling of the spiritual happiness he enjoyed through the teachings of the Church of New Jerusalem, a denomination known as a Swedenborgian. Johnny Appleseed was noted by one pioneer as being exceptionally strong for his tall, slim frame, and was able to get more work done clearing the forest in one day than most men could finish in two. Above all else, however, he was appreciated for his great ability to tell stories about the Church of New Jerusalem's interpretation of Christianity, his many adventures on the frontier, his narrow escapes in the wilderness, his dealings with the Indians, and his association with the wildlife of the Midwest, from bears to wasps. He showed a great reverence for all life, including the lowly insects. One story often told was that when he was being stung by a hornet that had crawled into his shirt, he carefully removed his shirt to allow the creature to go on its way unharmed rather than kill the stinging nuisance. On another occasion, he put out his evening campfire rather than allow the moths to be destroyed in the flames. So too, he would sometimes buy an aged horse from a pioneer who was continuing to put the creature to work in order that the animal could spend its last days peacefully at pasture. One eyewitness described Johnny Appleseed's appearance when he came to Fort Wayne as simply clad, in truth, clad like a beggar. His refined features, seen through the gray stubble that covered his face, for he cut his hair and beard with scissors, told of his intelligence. He was serious, his speech clean, free from slang or profanity. He traveled on foot, sometimes with just one shoe or two different kinds of boots. Some descriptions have him wearing his cooking pot for a hat, at times with other parts of hats, the crown or the brim, on top of the tin pot. Although his eccentric appearance occasionally caused anxiety or even alarm in some people, by and large he was well liked for his sincere and kind ways. Johnny Appleseed died in 1845 at the age of 71. He had been protecting his saplings from some cows that had broken down the fence of one of his orchards just north of Fort Wayne. He was overcome by his exertions and succumbed to what the people of the time called the winter plague. He was buried along the St. Joseph River on the Archer Farm, but the actual site is not known today. A commemorative marker sits atop the hill in present-day Johnny Appleseed Park, which was once the Archer Family Cemetery. Well, that's all the time we have for now. This is Tom Castaldi, and I look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.